Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we love to watch on Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon you can watch on LYouTube. You may have heard of that website. And joining me on this fine and festive Wednesday is the one and only Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
You look wonderful. I know what you look like because this is a Crappens on Demand episode, which is where we don't just record what we're saying, but we like record it on video too. So go to patreon.com/watchercrappens. And if you support us at that level, Crappens on Demand, you can watch us. You could see my festive sweater. And my childhood bedroom, because I'm still here in New York, going off to Kansas City tomorrow, because we're doing a big show in Kansas. We're doing a big show in Lawrence, fucking Kansas, on Friday. We hope you guys all come. We're recapping Real Housewives of New Jersey. There are tickets to be had. Not a lot of time left. Tell all your friends. Don't worry about coming alone. It's so much fun. We had a great time last time we were in Kansas City. You guys were an amazing crowd last time. I remember someone came dressed in a... Do you remember this, Ronnie? Someone came dressed in a trash bag, because we were covering Southern Charm. Trashly.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So come see us. And then the very next day, we're going to Omaha, Nebraska to recap Summer House. So it's going to be a great, great weekend in the middle of the country, enjoying the heartland and enjoying these Bravo shows. Go to watchcrappens.com to get tickets for those. We will see everyone there. Tell your friends. And today, Vanderpump Rules. I don't know if I'm going to get angry over this episode or if I'm going to start laughing. I don't know where I'm going to go, Ronnie.
Really? Because I was fucking furious the whole time watching it. And thanks, Bravo, for just triggering me all week long. It's been a week of just giving me, piling shit in my face to scream about. And it's been wonderful. I love being angry.
I'm like, wait, that
sounds
great.
It's my favorite emotion. Yeah. I've been like on top of my game all week. I've felt really good. I've been getting so much housework done. Like, I love being furious. I feel so alive.
Your room looks spectacular, by the way. It just looks so cozy. I want to go over and hang out.
Oh, why, thanks. It's my little Watch What Crappens office.
I hope people can see Bueller. Last time we did this, I was like, look at Bueller. I talked about Bueller so many times on Crappens on Demand. And then when it came out, because the way that the video works, it does a side-by-side, Bueller was cut out of all the shots. So I hope people can see Bueller this time around.
I know. Poor Bueller. But, you know, he loves being here. I'm sure he loves. Yeah, you can see his butt. I just pulled up a video test. You can see his butt. So there you go, everybody. Welcome to Bueller's butt. The most triggering thing to happen on Vanderpump Rules. Okay, so Vanderpump Rules. I am so, so glad that they're addressing this shit with Brittany and Jax. Mm-hmm. Because last year, what bullshit. They went on, they had the girls of Vanderpump Rules. Yeah, Vanderpump Rules. And they like driving in vans. Somehow that's going to make sense later in editing. All the girls of Vanderpump Rules came on Watch What Happens Live. And Andy brought up this preacher shit. And Brittany rolled her eyes first. Mad. She was mad. She rolled her eyes. And then she gave her bullshit excuse about her bullshit motherfucker of a fucking... I can't even with this preacher, okay? I've had to grow up with this shit my whole life. I'm fucking over it. Fuck you and fuck your fucking religion that says all of this bullshit. Get that out of my face. If you want to do that shit behind closed doors, it's like you've always told me my whole life, you fucker. If you want to do this shit behind closed doors, fine, but I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it in my government. I don't want to hear about it in my goddamn street. Okay, keep it at home. It's disgusting, you fucking brainwashing maniac. How dare you? So I was glad that they confronted her. And of course, she just got really defensive and angry. And here we are. She's finally getting called on it. Nobody let it go. And good for you, you stupid hooker. I'm glad you got this shit handed. I'm glad you got your ass handed to you on national TV.
Yeah, before I watched it, I saw that one of our lovely listeners posted in, I think it was in our Facebook group, Watch What Crappens, Live and Loving It, that Jax had tweeted out something along the lines of, well, Tom Sandoval has a manager at his bar who tweeted all sorts of like racist and sexist shit a few weeks ago, and no one's doing anything about that, and he's still working there, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, that's a whole other issue, and I'm not going to condone anything that that idiot said, but I will say that I'm going to make one differentiation between those two. One was written by a fucking idiot in his teenage years who was being just an absolute like dumbass teen who thought he was being hilarious and edgy or whatever. Don't condone it. Hate it. It's not cool. But at least hopefully he's fucking grown and now he's like, shit, like now I'm 26 or whatever. And hopefully, I don't know. I don't, you know what? The point is, I'm not here to defend him because I'm not trying to defend him. The point is that it was a stupid teenager tweeting versus an adult preaching to an audience and preaching to people who are in a state where they are like, when I mean like a mental state where they are like looking for guidance. And this guy is saying, this is what homosexuals and trans people are, and this is what they're doing to our world, and sin and society is going to fall apart. To me, there is actually a big difference. Hate, yes, hate is hate, but like context is also context.
Well, I feel like fuck those guys too. Max and Brett should be off the show. They should be cut off the entire show.
I'm sure they
should have been hired. And fuck those guys. Fuck those guys too. And fuck those guys equally in my eyes. Fuck them.
Yeah, but
too.
I'm saying the reason
but
why
if somebody is hiring them, yeah, to be part of their wedding and expecting us all to just swallow shit because of it. Fuck you. Fuck him. Fuck all of you. Fire all of you. And fuck Britney the most. Fuck Britney. No one has ever come on a TV show and had so much goodwill given to her than Britney. And all Britney does is cry and say how mean people are to her. You're a dirtbag. Fuck you and fuck your mother too. How about that? That's where I stand.
Yeah,
on
I mean, she's... yeah, I mean, I definitely do subscribe to the theory that Britney has been the downfall of Vanderpump Rules in many ways. But I do. I'm just saying in this specific instance where Jax is saying, Jax, who is the king of the whataboutisms, right? Like, but what about Tom? What about Tom? What about Tom? So Jax bringing up Max, who I agree he most likely will be fired after this season. I mean, Max and Brett have been essentially cut out. Max had his first interview segment in I think like 3 or 4 weeks this episode, but like,
yeah, I didn't like that. I was pissed off when I saw his interview segment because I didn't notice that until Danny pointed it out.
Yeah,
and then you pointed it out because through him. Danny you said. Pointed out that Danny pointed it out. Yeah. And so I finally noticed it, and that they even let him back on. I was like, oh, what is his hate filled speech suspension over, or is that like something we're just gonna be okay with now? Get him off the show.
But I also think that, like, Jax trying to compare the pastor to Max and Brett's stupid-ass tweets, I just don't think they're the same thing. I'm not saying that the hate is, like, one is, like, less hateful. I'm just saying that one is a preacher who is in a position of authority over, you know, many, many, many people, and two are just some jackasses who it doesn't take away what they said, but I just don't think it's the same, and they probably will get fired, and they should be fired. Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's do it.
Well, I don't care about the preacher. He can preach that shit. He can tweet all his hateful crap all he wants to. But don't hire a preacher and then tell me that you're a supporter of anything and then try and make gay people go to your wedding if
yeah,
you even are.
Fair.
You know, it's disgusting. And then to be like, well, they're just a family friend. Well, fuck your family friend. And then, well, we'll go through it as we go because at this point I'm just going to monologue about a bunch of bullshit. We'll get to it when Britney, when all the shit starts spewing from Britney's mouth, we'll address each shit as it comes out. How about that?
She's a good person, though. She likes princesses.
She's a fucking monster, and she's the worst kind of fucking monster because she's the monster who pretends she's just so sweet. Why can't people just believe what they want? Because people believing what they want means other people don't get equal rights, you fucking numb nuts moron, and your hypocrite mother who's been married 4 fucking times.
What
does the Bible
lipstick.
Say? Yeah, what does it say about that? Fuck you, and fuck your mother, and fuck you with your fucking in here with your lamb. Looking like an innocent little lamb. You're the worst.
Fuck you with your lamb.
You know, what is that? The lion and the lamb? The sheep's clothing. You and your sheep's clothing. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's,
get
well,
out of
it's
here
funny.
With your
I
sheep's
was gonna,
clothing.
I was going to say that when she starts talking about how much she loves princesses. She's like, I love princesses. They are always up against something. They always have to overcome something. I was like, well, do you realize that you're getting married to the big bad wolf? Because you are.
Yeah. Do you realize that you are the something that princesses try to overcome? Do you understand that you accepting this and bringing it onto national TV is you condoning it, which is hurtful to all the fucking people it's spewing hate against, you stupid twat? Do you understand that you're part of the problem here? You are the thing that Disney princesses are trying to come up against, you idiot!
But let's also, I mean, she did fire the guy. So at the very least, there is that. So, I mean, yeah, some people would not do that. Some people would
Five
not do
seconds
that.
Before, because Vanderpump probably threatened that she wasn't going to film this wedding. Yeah, and it wasn't going to be on TV, which is all Britney fucking wants anyway. Why else would she marry that loser?
I mean, I no lies detected. So, so the episode begins.
God. Feels great.
I know,
now I'm mad. I'm just gonna hang up.
Ronnie is furious right now.
I just called somebody a twat. I mean, who even does that? Who even says that?
Does
disgusting.
That. That's what Vanderpump Rules does. It makes us angry. That's
it
the whole
makes
point
us
of
talk
the show.
Like old Englishmen in a bar.
I've barely gotten over Below Deck, okay? So I think we just are experiencing residual outrage. We're just outraged podcasters today.
Yeah, it's a day of
outrage.
We're
just like outraged liberals. What can we say? You know, those liberals, those crybaby liberals crying about preachers and sexism.
Yes. Fucking melting snowflakes over here.
Well, where I am right now in New York, those snowflakes have no chance of melting. It is ice cold. So anyway, so the episode opens up with Ariana walking into Sir because she's back at work to combat. It's the classic case of combating depression by working at Sir. Always works.
Yeah. Working at Sir, making everybody feel better.
She's like, being back here at Sir just sort of makes me feel like I'm at home, except there's actually furniture in this restaurant, but you know.
So Dana's like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm ever going to recover from like the best time of my fucking life that we had at Pride. That was amazing.
Yeah. Dana went to a parade for the first time in her life. She had a great time. So guess what? Dana also came out as bi. We didn't realize this. We thought it was only Ariana. So they're both like, oh my God, we both came out as bi. We're both bi. Okay. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Hey.
Oh, bye.
Hey, I heard that Lance Bass is friends with Jax, singer of Bye 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 or Bye Bye Bye. Bye Bye. Bye Bye.
And then we go to Vanderpump and Ken in the car for some bullshit, some typical Lisa Vanderpump bullshit, where she's like, oh, get this, Kenitha. I woke up this morning.
Honk. Ooh, someone's honking at us. Is it Kevin Lee?
I'm plastered all over sushi on the tongue. Turns out the guy who's marrying Jackson Brittany has put out all these terrible things about homosexuals. Oh, really? You just heard about this, Lisa Vanderpump? Really? your entire female cast was on Watch What Happens Live last year discussing this. Hello?
Yeah. So Ken's like, oh, what was that? What happened? There was a preacher? Son of a preacher, man?
We must do something about this. Man. Knock him spark out.
Knock him spark out. Knock him out. Spark out the pastor.
And then we get to some of these tweets. The devil wants to legalize sin. Just because it's legal doesn't make it right. How wicked is our nation becoming? Now, let me first say, you can love people but not agree with this lifestyle or their choices. With that being said, there are people that I care for that are gay, but I do not condone or accept this lifestyle as it is contrary to the word of God.
You know what? I don't support people who watch The Big Bang Theory. How about that? Why don't I go start preaching that? Like, I like
how about
them. I
start I
like
taking
those people.
Away their
I don't
rights.
Support that lifestyle. Okay, how do you feel about that? If I said that, preacher?
I don't give a fuck if you support the lifestyle, sir. Okay, the point is equal rights. The Supreme Court passed a law because of equal rights. Like, you get to get married, and so do people that you don't agree with. Mm-hmm. You stupid fucking hick. Okay, mm-hmm. That's the way it is. It's not about your religion. You can make it about your religion if you want to, but I don't need to hear about it. Okay, keep it at home. Keep it behind closed doors. Okay, Adam
and
Steve.
We know that
Adam and Steve.
And we know that pastor probably puts the toilet paper in upside down every single time.
What way
do
you put
do we get into a pulpit? Do we get onto the pulpit and make fun of him for that? No.
This is, yeah, you can disagree with me all I want, all you want, but I get the same rights as you. So go fuck yourself, you fat fuck. Okay, so what? How do you put toilet paper in the right way? Because I saw it on Below Deck, and I was like, that girl put it on wrong. But then I was like, was I ever putting it on correctly?
It's an age-old debate. The question is whether or not you put it on so that way when you pull it, the paper comes from the top, or if it comes from the bottom. And there's some
I say the bottom.
Oh, I do the top. I don't really care that much, but I think, you know what? I think the top, there's more flexibility if you're making, like, little folds, you know?
Oh, I don't like it coming from the top because then when people are getting toilet paper, they put their finger on the top and roll it like that. And I don't want people's fingers on my butt.
I mean, are you inviting over raccoons? I mean, who's doing that?
Well, how else do you get it? If the paper is, like, sitting on the top, you roll it like this by touching the paper. Whereas if it's coming from the bottom, you pull the bottom so that you're not putting your fingers on all the toilet paper.
I do think that if you have pets or Jacks, you do want to have it coming from the bottom. Because if a pet gets near it, the pet will do like an exercise bike on it and it'll get everywhere, like an old, like a hilarious family comedy. Like, right. Mom, or, oh, we got a pet kangaroo and look at the mayhem it caused in the bathroom, Mom. Which is probably the preacher's favorite movie. You know it.
Probably. Look who's talking to you. Movie? Yeah.
Kangaroo Sam. Actually, there was a movie, Kangaroo Jack. I bet Kangaroo Jack does that to the toilet paper in the movie. I bet he does.
Well, and who made the rule about who's supposed to put the fucking toilet paper which way? Like, who made that rule? Supreme Court, bunch of snowflake hippie tree hugging hippies.
Anyway, over at Stassi's apartment, Beau.
Oh, really? You don't want to read more tweets? Because I've got 3 pages of them. But go ahead.
I'm trying to keep it in a light place. I'm trying to introduce kangaroos into this podcast, and you're and another thing. I'm doing my best to keep this ship afloat right now. You're angry, rightfully so. But I need to talk about kangaroos sometimes. So you're gonna have a million more chances. Don't you worry.
I'm not worried. I'm actually glad. I'm actually relieved to not have to relive all these tweets because they're disgusting. You know, and I know a lot of you come from families where you hear this shit your whole life. But you know what? I have the right to say fuck you. If you have the right to tell me I'm going to go to hell, I have the right to say go fuck yourself, you stupid twat. Okay? that's just called Even Stevens. You started it.
Even Stevens, which is another show he probably watches. So over at Stassi's apartment, Bo is making some sort of potato thing. He's like, hey, it's Chef Boyardee, and I'm making a baked potato. And it's a Beau recipe. I don't know. He's like really pushing the Beau thing hard, which I can't even be mad at because I'm like, I love puns. So then Lala
it's super difficult to get behind though, right? Like I've been watching, I'm learning how to do vegan cooking. Thanks guys. And,
all right, you're just trying to start a fight with this pastor, aren't you? Vegans? Those cows were put on this earth to be eaten by man.
So I've been, you know, how I learn everything. I go to YouTube University, y'all. So I've been on YouTube watching all these videos. And some of them are just, I mean, it's just amazing to see who is going to make a YouTube video next, right? Because I'm just picking a lot of random things. And sometimes it's someone, some of them are like shockingly, amazingly good. They're so well shot and produced. And I'm like, yeah. Who are you? But some of them are like some weird guy who's like, have you ever used an Instapot? You're going to learn. All right. Well, right now we're going to walk from here to the sink. All right. Come on. And then his, like, whoever's filming it is follows him to the sink and then, you know, puts this shit in their iMovie later and figures out how they're going to make Charlie a YouTube star teaching people about the Instapot, right? And I was thinking, who is that person on the other end of the camera? Who is that standing there?
It's always the son. It's like someone's son. It always is, because I've seen these videos too. I haven't watched the vegan ones, but I've definitely watched, Joanne. Joanne's going to show you how to make Sami Nosrat's buttermilk chicken.
Yes.
This recipe, so good. I love making it for my family. I make it for graduation. I like it. It's just, it's delicious. And then they have like a cut, but then when it comes back, it's like, you hear a go. Okay. Here's what you do. Really important. Have Pyrex. Pyrex is so good. I can't tell. It's so good. You always have to use it.
Yep.
Okay. And it's just like all these like.
Yeah. So it's just funny because I've been watching them nonstop for like 2 weeks. And so I'm like, who is the poor sucker that is stuck? Like, okay, we're going to make this dream work. Oh, Jesus Christ. We're going to make your Instant Pot dream come true. Okay, honey. And it turns out it's Stassi the whole time. It's just been Stassi standing there with the phone, like encouraging this shit, you know?
Stassi has a camera agency for Pinterest home videos. But Ronnie, Stassi, you should really see the videos that come out of the world of board gaming. If you think the cooking videos have a special quality, has anyone ever wondered what it's like to watch a middle-aged man wearing a train conductor hat teach you about a board game for 45 minutes? Go explore the world of board game videos. As people know, I love board games, and when I want to learn about these games, sometimes you get something that's like sort of professional. What always happens is they've downloaded some sort of like title sequence from Final Cut or a website, and so it'll be this like elaborate intro where it'll be like a star and like a track like dun, 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 board games like whoosh, and then after the title's done, you see him, and because we are the luxury of Crappens on Demand, you can actually see the people who are watching this can see me. This is how they're sitting on the video.
Sitting all the way back.
All the way back here. Their head is down.
All the way in the back of the room under the microphone. And then it's
45 minutes of monotone explanation about rules. And then for the last 1 minute you get like, and I like the game. I'm like, I sat through 45 minutes to find that out.
Yeah, so that's what Stassi's dipping her toes into over there. And he's got like a shirt with his animoji. What do you call it when it's yourself? It's like your self emoji or whatever.
There's a memoji, or a bitmoji.
Yeah. So basically they talk about that. Commercials. Here comes one right now. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Soccarellis. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day, you're out.
The Bay Area betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano. Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We like her more than a smidge. It's Kelly Cartledge.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Ellie Grant, the Grandmaster.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Okay, so then Lala comes over, and they talk about how they're planning this bridal shower for fucking stupid face Brittany. Moron. Yeah. Lost every bit of goodwill I had towards that twit.
So, Lala comes over, and she's...
I literally just finished with my notes. I was like, fuck these notes.
No, it was great because we had like an internet disruption, and I was like, I don't know what Ronnie's saying, but I'm just going to let him...
Literally nothing.
I'm gonna let him ride out this internet disconnection, this internet bubble. So Lala comes over and she's wearing like this crazy visor and a tube top. She's like, "Skew, don't I look like I should be dipping cheese dogs someplace into a batter?" I'm like, "No, You look like a crazy person right now. That's what you look like. You don't look like you work at the Corndog Castle in Disneyland. What are you doing trying to co-opt the Corndog Castle?
Law. The Horndog Castle. Trust me, we know what you do is a lot more disgusting than a real job, okay? Congratulations. You won.
So, Bo has some alcohol-free Prosecco. I don't even know what that must taste like, but he has some alcohol-free Prosecco so he can make her a Beauperol spritz. I want to groan, but secretly, I kind of loved that, so I don't know what it says about me.
I can't really get behind it yet, but
I feel like I shouldn't get behind it, but that's what it was.
I can't.
He goes, Beau Appetit.
I can't, and at the same time, I'm such a hypocrite as a person that, of course, I want to be like, oh, I'm going on YouTube immediately. Like, I'm getting a bird's eye camera. That's it.
I just kind of feel like in a world where there's a Britney and a Jax, am I really going to just savage Bo because he made a stupid pun? Like, aren't there bigger fish to fry?
There are bigger fish to fry. Let's get to them. So Ariana is back in the show world, and Vanderpump, she's like, how is it coming back? Did I solve your broken birded Miss Depression? Did I find a cure for broken bird depression?
Ooh. And so Ariana's like, well, Lisa, I have something on my mind. I mean, I don't know how to say this, but Jackson, Brittany, ooh, Ariana, I know all about this. That's because I can read minds magic.
I know what you're thinking. Eight of diamonds. She's like, no, Jackson, Brittany are getting married by a homophobe. Oh, yes. A homophobe who is holding an eight of diamonds. Like, focus. Focus, magic lady. So she's like, I've taken care of it. Don't worry about that. I've solved everything. And then we see a clip of her calling Brittany and Jax. And she's like, listen, these homophobic comments have come to light. And I just think you need to investigate it. Yeah. Which is hilarious that anyone thinks that that's actually what happened. Because you know her ass called them like, you've made me look fucking stupid. I can't believe you haven't solved this. And we're not filming your fucking TV if you don't take care of it in the next 5 minutes. Call me.
Yeah, and so Brittany goes, and Brittany's response is, well, I did see one comment back in the day, but he like promised me that he was not homophobic. I'm like, oh, never mind. He made a promise. Okay, so I guess all those homophobic tweets that I guess you didn't see, in addition to the one you did see, don't count as homophobia. Because we know how this works. We've seen it before where it's like, I'm not homophobic. I love gay people. I love gay people. They're just sinners who are tearing down our society, and they shouldn't get married. You know, hate the sin, not the sinner. I'm not homophobic at all.
Yep, and he said that in one of his tweets. He said, you know, there's a lot of gay people that I care for. They just should not have equal rights, okay? And let's stop letting them shove their agenda down our children's throats, okay? They're trying to change the children!
Yeah, it's this weird compartmentalization, and I think actually the read that they have on Brittany is totally accurate, which is that she just wants to stick her head in the sand. She wants to avoid confrontation. And as someone who also hates confrontation, I sadly understand that impulse. And I'm working to be better about to say what's on my mind as opposed to avoiding confrontation. So I understand, regrettably, what she's feeling. But, like, sorry. Fire the douche.
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel bad. I feel like
I don't feel bad. I'm just saying I feel bad for myself. I just feel like
you're a fucking adult and this is your responsibility. And if you're going to like tell people that you're allies of gay and lesbian people and then you hire somebody who openly fucking hates them, fuck you. You're not and hiding it behind, oh, I care for you just the same. It's just that you're a sinner. Well, you don't get to say that. Fuck you and fuck your sin. How about that? What do you think of Britney just like hopping on a plane to go fuck some dude in Vegas because he was famous from the TV? Get out of here with that and your fucking fake morals. So anyway,
everyone gets that too. And that's why everyone's upset, because then we're going back to Stassi and Lala and Bo talking about it. And Stassi's like, you know, this came out like 6 months ago. It's not like it just came out. And like, we all saw that post. But, you know, the problem with Jax and Britney is that their brains, well, how do you say it? They don't really they don't really think too hard about things. Like, Jax isn't smart. He's just not smart. He's not smart.
Yeah, no shit. You know, which is fine, but it's not really about being... Whatever. We'll get to more of it later. So Lala's like, yeah, but, like, the stuff that he said can't really be taken out of context.
Yeah.
No. So I'm not sure where they're coming from. So we go to low-impact training, and I saw the words low-impact, and I was like, oh, God, Katie's learned a new hobby. What is it this week? It's like Katie macrameing some bullshit in her garage, you know? But no, it was Jax and Brittany working out.
Yeah, they're working out in some group class, and there's a guy like, come on, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was called, it's called Lit Training or something, and there was a big sign in the back that said, too lit to quit. I was like, please burn this place down.
Yeah, please, so then, please die. Please die, Lit Method.
Yeah, Lit Method. So then after the class, Britt and Jax are talking, and Brittany's talking about, like, you know, it's just, like, really hard for me because this is, like, a family friend, and, like, no one ever thought he would be this well. Like, we never thought that. And, like, I grew up with him. I grew up with his daughters, and he's, like, a great family man. Like, when he found out that his son was gay, he sent him off to nowhere, and we don't even know. We don't talk about that son anymore. What a great family man. Stop getting that scene out of the family.
Yeah, his son was sent to the farm where he's much happier now. Yeah, he's a good family man. So when I saw that he posted all these negative things, I don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable or think I have those same feelings, because I don't. Well, you condone them, which is just as fucking bad, Brittany. So Brittany's like, well, I was trying to tell her, you know, I know him, Lisa Vanderpump. I know him. He's a good person. You met him, Jax. You liked him. I'm like, Jax, like, he's Jax.
Yeah, great. Jax, you liked him. You have good taste in people.
So Jax is like, yeah, you know, I like the guy. You know, look, listen, I don't care what you pray. Just, you know, pray to a cow for all I care. And I was just like,
okay. I think that happened in the Bible and didn't work out so well. Yeah, he's basically
But don't
like,
put it on social media. How about that? That's his answer. Just be hateful. It. Just, yeah.
As Jesus said, say it, forget it, write it, regret it.
God. Okay. So, sorry. I was looking up something. So,
Vanderpump. Blind fit of rage. Yes.
I was like, cow Bible quotes. And I was like, Ronnie, really? Seriously? You're already 30 minutes into this and it's scene two. So Vanderpump is back to Vanderpump talking to Ariana. She's like, well, if they really knew the extent of the bigotry, I don't think they would have done that. And she's like, it's been for months, you know, like this stuff has been out there. And Vanderpump's like, you've known about it for months. Okay, Miss yeah. Innocent. Have
and
never heard of this before.
And then we had the flashback on Watch Happens Live of Britney saying, like, you know, he said one thing, and I said, don't do that. And he said, okay, I won't do that. So I think everything's okay. And Andy Cohen's like, well stated. And everyone claps. And then they like, rewind it. And we see that while everyone's clapping, Ariana's just sitting there like, is anyone paying attention to this? Like, what
yeah.
is going on?
Yeah, she basically just said, no, if I thought he was homophobic, then it would be a problem, but he's not homophobic. Like, let's just disregard every tweet that was just read to you, you twit.
I think she was just hoping it would all go away. I honestly think she was just, it was a sticky situation. It was someone that she knew, but it was also someone that she knew who said many things that were deeply problematic. And her survival instinct was to be like, just like wanting to believe the best. That way she could just make it go away and like doesn't want sticky situations in her life. But of course she's on Vanderpump Rules, which is
and
a
she's
show
marrying
about
Jax.
Situations,
Jack is literally a sticky situation. Literally. He's like a stickier version of situation. Like
slimy.
So Brittany's like, I don't want people to think just because he thinks that way that we think that way. And he's like, no one thinks that. She goes, yes they do. Everybody's being mean to me on social media, Jax.
Yeah.
All right, Brittany, you shouldn't have the right to get married. How do you feel about that? Jax is like, social media, it's lighting me up about this. Like, it's like we're holding up flags that are anti-gay. It's like, I'm not going to KK rallies, brah.
Yeah. And he, like, wipes his nose. Like, and then Jax is like, you know, he's a pastor. Like, maybe I'm naive to the whole religious game, but I thought pastors were supposed to be neutral. I'm like, I don't even really know what you're saying with that statement, but here is one thing that's definitely true, is that pastors, the church, religion in general, has never been neutral.
It's not neutral,
about
Jax.
Anything.
Not neutral.
For hundreds of years.
And Brittany tries to explain. She's like, well, they go by the Bible, Jax. Yeah, and have you read it? It's a real joyride. Let me just say that for any of those of you who haven't subjected yourself to that.
Yeah.
Full of fun, positive stories.
Yeah. She's like, I believe in God, so this is hard for me. Of course, I'm referring to basic arithmetic. It's hard.
And then we get a clip of her dad doing a verse from Proverbs, like, finding a wife is like finding a rare jewel. Guess who else loves finding, you know, great wives? Everybody. Okay? It's kind of the goal. So Brittany's like, well, some people, you know, where I come from, people believe in way different politics than we do. And there's just stuff you don't talk about. So when something like this is brought up, it's difficult because I don't want to disappoint anyone. Really? Because I live in a family where I was raised very religious and tons of political shit is brought up that I don't agree with. And guess what I say? I don't fucking agree with that. And you're fucking wrong. And you better change the way you fucking talk to me before I walk out of this house, you piece of crap. Now, would you please get me another baked potato, Mom? Thank you.
Well, you forget that Brittany has severe daddy issues, and all she wants to do in life is please her dad, which is why
God, you've got four of them. Just please one, okay? Baby steps.
Speaking of baby steps, we then go over back to Sir, and Raquel is at a table, and she's like, this strawberry is very good. It's sugary, but it's very good. Yeah.
Does she say strawberry or strawberry-ini? Because I was cracking up at strawberry-ini. I wrote it down four times.
She might have said strawberry-ini. I don't know. It's like, so hard to tell. There's so many layers and complexities when it comes to Raquel.
So she's like, hi, Lisa. Did you want to talk to me?
I do want to talk to you. But do you know what I want to talk to you about? I'll tell you. The Four of Spades.
You want to talk to me about pride? Because I missed my shift because I was at Tom Tom with James. I was just going to go check on him, but...
And didn't you think that maybe you had people to serve and we were relying on you? Don't you realize that part of the word serve is sir, spelled slightly differently? Ah!
My mind, my thought process wasn't there at that moment.
To be fair, Raquel doesn't actually have a thought process, so she's basically like an invertebrate, you know? She is basically a very pretty jellyfish. Who can't sting? She is a jellyfish with no defense mechanisms and long hair.
Yeah, she's like, what was your thought process, dum-dum? And she's like,
I was thinking about James and Pride.
And then she tells us, last year Pride sucked, and I feel like almost like I have to be there to babysit him and make sure he's okay, but I don't want to be on Lisa's bad side.
Raquel, I'm telling you this now out of the goodness of my own bunny. There was a bunny in my sleeve. Anyway, don't go down the same path as your boyfriend, Raquel. He's on a path.
Mom, I'm a very responsible person.
She's like, in any other restaurant, you'd be fired. She's like,
please don't.
Well, I'm thinking about it. Go back to your table. You're still going to be written up, which we all know is a very, very severe reprimand in a restaurant that fires no one.
So Tom brings Ariata sushi home, sushi burrito, specifically. And Ariana's like, yeah,
I love
Lisa
a sushi
called
burrito.
Jax and Brittany. Yes. And she's like, well, yeah, Lisa...
Sorry,
called Jackson Brittany. No, I figured that was coming. I know you well enough to know you're going to say you love that sushi burrito. I should have just waited for it.
Oh, also, I don't know if anyone can hear it, but there is a phone ringing in my parents' house because, of course, The law of podcasting at home is the moment we press record, the landline starts to ring incessantly. So if you are hearing phones ringing, I apologize to people who are listening.
I'm impressed that your dad hasn't walked in and asked where the tape is yet.
No, my dad isn't here right now. I'm telling you right now, the phone ringing is probably my parents saying, Benjamin, what are you doing for dinner tonight? I'm calling to let you know I'm going to be on the train. I'll be home at 8 p.m. I'm like, great.
Sushi burrito, Mom. Get on it. He tells her that Lisa called Jackson Brittany about the pastor, and that Brittany had said that she only saw one post 6 months ago until Lisa brought it to their attention. And Tom's like, do you believe that? I mean, come on. I know that you want to believe that. And she's like, I think that Brittany would work really hard to not see more than that.
The truth.
Am I going to get in trouble for that answer? Because
but it's true. Yeah. I'm not saying, I know you're saying it's Ariana. Will she get in trouble? But it's true. Like, that's exactly what I was saying before. And again, I know it because sadly I have those tendencies too. Like, I just want things to go away and difficult situations to disappear. But sometimes they don't. And sometimes it's also like, one thing that I've learned is that, you know, sometimes standing up for yourself or standing up for things is not as hard as you would think. And it's not as sticky of a situation as you would think. Also, I think something that's also really important to stand up for, IKEA. I really think, like, get a table in there. Listen, Tom and Ariana, I know you guys have a thing with your furniture going on, but there was a wide shot in this shot. And wow, I mean, I know they don't have furniture, but wow, this was like walking into my middle school gym and like there being a mattress in the middle of it. Side tables, something. Come on.
Something. So she's like, yeah, that's pretty triggering because I'm bi. So like, what are they saying about me? Like, what the fuck? And Tom's like, yeah, I feel the same way. I need to talk to Jax about it. Like, I just need to say, what's the deal? What's the deal with that, bro? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, well, the bridal shower is tomorrow.
Feld.
And no one said anything.
What's the deal, bro?
I'm sorry. I'm just going to keep interrupting you for no good reason with my, like, side thoughts.
Just reading through these notes. Just getting through these notes.
You're, like, literally trying to just express what's happening in the sin scene, and I'm on the side, like, doing, like, oh, it's Sandoval fell. Dink-a-dink-a-doo. What's the deal with homophobia?
I'm like a mom trying to drive kids to school when they're like, mommy, 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 mommy. And I'm like, just keep in driving. We do our math today. We read Proverbs 11:13 today. See, my whole childhood's coming back and being triggered.
I know. It's all coming back, Celine. So it's my wedding song.
It's all coming back to me now.
Ever since we were competing against Celine Dion in New Orleans, I feel like she's everywhere in my life. And I know you're not totally current on. Oh, wait, no, you. You saw the tuxedo challenge on Project Runway, right?
I did.
Can we take one moment here? Because we have not addressed this on the show. Fucking Sergio. The challenge is to make to reinvent the tuxedo. He sends down a white backwards tuxedo and then acts like he's never heard of the Celine Dion, the iconic Celine Dion tuxedo. I mean, I think he's ready to go to Shut Up Mountain. And then on top of that, he said he did it so that way, like, because there's been so much toxic politics in the country right now, he wants to take us back to a time that was great for everyone, the 1950s. I mean.
Yeah. Yep. Bravo's really just rolling in it right now. I feel like Bravo's doing this shit on purpose at this point.
I'm determined to also laugh at it, too, because I think it's important that we keep laughing at this bullshit. Because if we don't keep laughing at it, then, you know, we're just going to lose our minds.
Yeah, I'm laughing. I'm screaming, but I'm also laughing. I'm screaming and laughing, okay? Yeah. So Dana and Max, let's go over to Dana and Max's house. I can't believe they're still trying to make Max happen. I'm disgusted with this fucking show, by the way. Get him off the TV, okay? I don't care how old he was or what he was thinking. Get him off my TV. He's disgusting.
He's also just not interesting. That's also a big offense.
Yeah. He's also boring, and he's not hot enough to be acting like this. So he's like, why do you have a jar of pickle juice? And she's like, because I drink it. And it's like, I'm done with you people.
I know.
That's what I have to say about this scene.
I know. Like, talk about intellectual curiosity. Why do you have a pitcher of orange juice? Because I drink it.
Oh, I thought it was pickle juice.
No, it was. I'm just saying, it's like, what a question. Like, hey, if you see a liquid in the refrigerator in a vessel, chances are it's being saved for a beverage.
What does pickle juice do to you? Why do people drink pickle juice?
Pickle juice is actually really good for, what's it called?
Muscle cramps. It's good for muscle cramps. It could lower blood sugar spikes.
It's people use it on keto because it's good for, but it has electrolytes.
Oh.
It's like it is actually like it's it is help and it is really helpful on
apparently it's
on
a thing. I googled it. People
yeah, no pickle juice
know,
is a thing.
A lot
it's
of a articles thing. About pickle juice.
Okay. Also people just like the flavor of pickle juice. And that's allowed.
Okay. There you go. Okay. So
who are you to preach against pickle juice, Ryan?
I'm not. I'm just asking because to me it sounded like an eating disorder, drinking pickle juice. But then I looked it up and I saw all of these articles saying that pickle juice is very healthy.
I feel like you're going to be on the pickle juice bandwagon very shortly. Next week, you'll probably. Be like, I start drinking pickle juice.
That's what happens to me. I hear one thing. Yeah, I hear one thing, and I'm like, I'm going to have pickle juice now every day for the rest of my life. Like, I'm very easily swayed and brainwashed.
I'm surprised you haven't even gone down that you haven't really gone down a pickle path yet. Like, I'm surprised.
Oh, honey, I've gained and lost 100 pounds a year since I was 5 years old. Trust me, I've had my share of pickles, okay? Those are like the Weight Watchers 0 points.
Homemade pickling. I sort of feel like.
Pickle some red onions. Thank you. So you're right.
Yeah, I feel like you'll be like next week on Crap is on Demand, you'll be like it broadcasting from your kitchen, and there's going to be a pot with three jars in it being disinfected.
I did just pickle some red onions. They're delicious. Thank you. So you know me. You know me very well. So Max and Dana are going to date now. Anybody care? Do you have anything to say? Because I'm passing on this scene. So I'll support you in whatever you say.
No, there was nothing interesting beyond the pickle juice. That was really the highlight. It really was, because that's what I wrote down, too. He doesn't know what the pickle juice is for. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So now we're back. Now we're over at Katie's house, where that's where Brittany's shower is going to be. And Katie and Stassi and Lala are decorating. So they're throwing, like, toilet paper or streamers across the upstairs from banister to banister to make a canopy of teepee and... you know, it's
boring. It's really boring. And then Katie's like, oh, my God, look at me with a house. I feel like an adult. Bitch, you're almost 40, okay? You are an adult. Get a job.
Lala's, like, writing a card. She goes, I'm going to write to Brittany from that bitch. I'm like, please stop. Please stop. Please. Just so it's too much.
Let's go to James and Raquel. So he's making breakfast, and she's like, well, yesterday was good at work, but Lisa's concerned about my professionalism. I let a lot of people down. And James is like, yeah, well, when you come slip up to come see me playing, I mean, that right there is a fuck up. I mean, who does that?
Yeah, he's just totally playing mind games with this poor girl, this poor pretty jellyfish. He's like, well, when you slip up and you want to see me, even though I was upset, you shouldn't have left your job. You know what? Guess what? Guess what? That's the end of the story, okay? Who does that? Who leaves their job to see me? Okay, I'll go to work. You fucking bitch. Oh, I need you to come see me, the DJ. Okay, come see me. Don't go to work. Come see me. All right, I'll come see you. Who the fuck do you think you are? That was a test. You should be at work, girl. Be at work, girl. I found your keys.
Yeah, we're laughing, but this is... horrible. Raquel, run. Get out of this relationship. What are you doing? This is called emotional abuse. Okay?
No, it's not, because she does explain to us, James' moods change from day to day. He's kind of an unpredictable person. When I wake up in the morning, I have no idea what James I'm waking up to. I mean, that sounds as healthy as can be, Ronnie.
Totally, totally healthy.
Yeah.
She's like, but then if I stayed at Sir, you would have been pissed and you would have spiraled out of control. And he's like, yeah, that's true, but come on. I mean, look, it's Pride. Everyone's drinking. I can smell the tequila and the sweat. I need someone there to keep me on track. First of all, we just found out you were drinking at that last thing. It was on camera.
And didn't you just tell Raquel to go to work and not go see you? I was joking, by the way, in case I feel like I'm realizing there'll be people who'll be like, I can't believe Ben doesn't think that's emotional manipulation. It is. Yes, it is. I was joking, everyone. I'm already mad. I was joking, guys. I was joking. But, like, this guy is playing such mind games. I'm poor Raquel. She doesn't have the capacity for that. Why are you doing it to her? She just learned how to say strawberry.
Yeah. So she's like, and also I was invited to Peter's birthday party. He's like, oh, fuck yeah, sounds great, sounds
I'm
great.
Back in. Like, I'm back in.
But he said I can't bring you.
Oh, fuck that. Fuck that, we're having puppy party part two. That's what we're gonna do.
And then we cut to Peter, the biggest pussy on this show, who's like, I take being a groomsman very seriously, Raquel, okay?
I have to say congratulations to Ariana Maddox, who is finally off the hook for saying that she takes sketch comedy very seriously. We now have a new one. Peter takes being a groomsman very seriously.
Yeah, pathetic. Like, you're so sad. What if you get cut off from that group of younger guys where you're going to get your line of tail, Peter?
What exactly? I take being a groomsman very seriously. Okay, you are not, you know, in a tent in the middle of Sudan saving children's lives, okay? You're not like a doctor without borders, okay? You're a groomsman for Jax.
Yep. Well, he's standing there. Basically, he's like me at a potluck, just standing there waiting for everyone to leave so I can get the leftovers in my trunk, okay? Yeah. That's what he is at every party he goes to with these people. He's just sitting there waiting for the Danas of the world to come along so he can offer them a job at Sir to be on TV. He's gross.
So James is like, well, I'm going to go tell him to go fuck himself. How about that? I'm going to tell him to go fuck himself. And if I do find his keys on the grass, I won't tell him. How about that? And Raquel's like, well, what's that going to do? James is like,
He's like, so then and he like, does an impression of Peter. He's like, oh, hey, James, sorry, I like you, but I can't invite you to my birthday because I'm licking Jax's asshole right now. Sorry about that. He's like, so what are you going to do? Are you going to go? And she's like,
no, I don't think I am.
He's like, oh, you don't think you are? You're going to spring it on me tomorrow that you are.
Yeah. He goes, just because I don't want you to go, that's why you're not going. But if I was like, yeah, you should go, then you totally would have gone. I'm like, what is wrong with any of that, by the way? If she wants to go and she's not going because you said don't go, she's making a sacrifice for you. You should be saying thank you. Thank you, Raquel. Thank you, sweet, sweet Raquel. Here is the ice cream that you've always wanted from math class. Here it is. Why is he mad at her? Like, it's called a sacrifice. She's allowed to still want to go to the party.
Yeah, but what if I was invited to a party and they said, don't bring Ben? And I was like, going, Ben? I wouldn't go. You're my boo. I wouldn't leave you at a party. You wouldn't do that to me. That's shitty that she even thinks of going.
I would never.
And the only reason she has,
you
better not.
I would never do that to you.
No. Maybe you would, but I wouldn't do that to you. And she shouldn't fucking go. That's your boyfriend. And the only reason you know those people is because you're fucking James. Like, let's not pretend that you just came out of nowhere, okay? The only reason you have this group of friends or this show is because of James. So, no, she should not go, and it shouldn't even be a question. And she already did it last year to him. Now, that said, James is just a fucking monster. And at this point, you've already given up a year, and he did everything to himself. And that's his own fault for not being invited. So, go.
But
you
what?
See,
where's
I have
so
no idea where I
follow
stand
this
then.
Logic, where is the, like, what about James, who, like, clearly is dating someone who wants to be on a TV show? Like, she's a waitress at Sir now, okay? And then he's going to be mad that she wants to continue to be on the show and shoot scenes with coworkers and, like,
that's
try
true.
To make something of this?
I don't know where I stand. That's the thing about James. You can't really pick one side because,
the show
like,
in
Raquel,
general.
You should have some loyalty to your boyfriend and not go if he's not invited. That's disgusting for you to even think that. But at the same time, he's not invited because he was, like, calling women fat and shit. So you should go
I just think
because
that's,
he's
I
holding
think
himself back.
So. I think it's like to get back to your original point, which is that if someone said, you're invited, Ronnie, but you can't invite Ben, you know, like, you know, of course you'd be like, well, I'm not going to go then, you know, and vice versa. But at the same time, I also feel like if you want to go to that party, I'd be like, just go, you know? And I feel like she was making a sacrifice for him by saying, no, I'm not going to go, even though she wanted to go. And he's making her almost feel bad about it. I don't like that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. James confuses me. Because I like James, but he's an idiot. So there you go.
So now Ariana and Lala are talking.
Because you're always wrong if you're on his side. Okay, Ariana and Lala. It's all happening.
Ariana and Lala are talking to the pastor over at Katie's house. And we then get a flashback of Brittany texting the pastor. She doesn't even call him because she doesn't want to speak to him. So she texts the pastor basically to fire him. So the good news is that he has been fired, even though the motivations behind it may have been not the best motivations, may have been driven more by like the TV show or whatever, but he's fired. Okay. So Lala is like, yeah, I think that, like, excuse you, like, we should walk up to the pastor and say, like, hi, I'm Lala, and this is Ariana, and I chomped her cookie one night in the back of a car. Did it affect you? Did you burn into flames? I was like, you know, I actually would really – that's – I would like to see that.
Yeah. And they're talking about how no one can question, you know, Brittany or Jax, but Lala's kind of just going with it. You know, Lala's kind of just going with all the other girls. But Ariana's like, oh, Jesus, should I just get engaged so that no one can fucking question me for a summer? I'm like, yes, that is apparently part of how it works.
It is funny because they do talk about how no one can question Brittany or Jax. And then later in the episode, Lala is like a staunch defender of Brittany and be like, the only question you should be asking is, how are you? So it just shows also some of the complexities of this show. So, yeah, they basically are talking. Lala is the one who says, you know what? Brittany kind of lives in a world of princesses and unicorns. And then cut to a van full of Disney princesses arriving at Katie's house.
Yep. And then it keeps cutting back to Ariana as they're being brought in. She's like, I feel like I handle her with kid gloves. Princesses, princesses. I feel like she's putting her head in the sand so it'll go away. Princesses, princesses. And Stassi's like, get shit-faced if you want, okay? It's that kind of princess party.
Yeah. Speaking of princesses, Princess Mariposa arrives next. Oh, bridal shower. And so does Sheena's mom and Sheena. The whole gang is there. And we just see, like, quick cuts of people arriving at this bridal shower. And Kristen walks up to the bartender and is like, can I get a plastic cup? I don't trust myself. Already dropped it. Seriously? Seriously?
And this is where Brittany says, my friends know me so well. I love princesses. They're always, like, against something. But then they find their voice and they come out on top and live happily ever after. And then they get their blood test back. So Lala's like, wow, those girls don't break character.
Well, and weren't then, you, I mean, weren't you the remember we, actually when we were you weren't the one saying this, was that was it Carla, our tour guide? We're talking about Anne Rice. Yes. Carla, when we were in New Orleans, we took a walking tour of the Garden District, and we had a lovely tour guide named Carla, and she told us about one of Anne Rice's pieces of erotica that was like an erotic version of Sleeping Beauty. And she's like, well, you don't want to know what happened to Sleeping Beauty, but let's just say I was blushing. I was like, that's, I think, the fairy tale that Brittany might need to read.
Yeah. So Vanderpump comes over and they check in with Brittany about this preacher thing. And Vanderpump's like, you feeling better, little Brittany Whitney? She's like,
yeah, we took care of everything. We're just trying to stay positive today and have a good day, loser.
And she's like, I'm so proud of her for smiling. It's been so complicated for her, firing a family friend. I just want her to remember the good things and not the bad things.
Yeah, and then she gives her some lingerie. And then Kristen, at one point, Kristen goes up to Brittany. She's like, seriously, I'm on Pearl Crown Watch. So if it gets heavy, tell me and I'll help you with it. Okay, seriously. And I could just imagine Kristen like on the fringes of the party the entire time being like, Pearl Crown Watch, Pearl Crown Watch. Everything okay? Everything okay?
Watch.
Pearl down, Pearl down.
So let's go over to Tom Tom now. Tom still doesn't know all the flowers because, you know, that's what Lisa does for the restaurant. She just brings hundreds of dollars worth of flowers over every day. Yeah. And he's like, oh, my God, these, like, pistol things or whatever. And Schwartz is like, the lilies? Schwartz has, like, learned all of his Vanderpump knowledge.
Yeah.
So James comes over and to get his check for his work this week. And so they start talking about this bridal shit, right? And, the part.
Raquel. They're talking about Raquel while they are removing the pistols of the lilies, which I think is so funny. I think it's great. It's just this entire scene is going on, and they're just like removing the little orange parts of the lilies, getting it all over their hands. So they're talking about Raquel getting written up, and Tom Schwartz is like, yeah, I know that she got written up, but you know, it is pride, and pride is fucking stressful from a managerial standpoint. I'm like, what are you talking about? You were standing on a bar knocking into the Nicolene fixtures, pouring champagne into people's mouths. And prior to that, you were just like walking up and down the streets all these years. Like, what are you talking about from a managerial perspective?
Yeah, and James doesn't even know that Raquel was written up. Like, poor Raquel. She can't even talk about it anything at home, you know? So then James is talking about how hard Peter works, and James is like, I'm bummed I'm not even invited to his party. And Schwartz is like, but he can't because he's a groomsman.
Which is crazy. It's crazy. And James is like, it's bullshit. It's bullshit that everyone's on eggshells when talking about Brittany and Jax. It's bullshit. Which is true, because Brittany and Jax, this is exactly what they've done. They've like basically held everyone hostage. Because it's gonna be a big major thing on the show, and if you talk shit, you're gonna be disinvited or demoted. And it's just like, I think the reason why I get so disgusted is that, you know, Jax did some really shitty things 2 years ago. He probably still is doing shitty things, and Brittany went through a hard time with it. And he has done that classic thing where he has somehow like bamboozled her, and they've circled the wagons around their relationship. And anyone who does something bad is cut out. And it's to me, it reminds me of so many terrible relationships I've seen in life and on TV. And it's just gross. It's gross.
Well, don't you worry. She's getting what she wanted, her TV wedding.
Yeah.
And then we'll see where it goes from there. So back at the bridal shower, Kristen and Katie's sitting outside, just all Katie-like, like. And Kristen comes out. She's like, great party. So, curiosity, are you doing what I'm doing? Katie's like, what are you doing?
Are you thinking about doing some macrame? Because that's what I'm thinking about doing.
No, I don't like macaroni. Anyway,
pretending that you could be a homeowner on 5% of some bar you don't even have financial access to.
So Kristen's like, for the sake of Brittany, skating over Miami. And Kitty goes, yeah.
Okay, cool. Gotta get back to Pearl Crown duty. Bye.
So then Brittany tells everybody, she's like, well, guys, I have to tell you, we had to find someone new to officiate, but Lance Bass is doing it.
And no one is more excited than Sheena. She's like, ah, is he going to sing too? Because if he does, we could sing together. We could totally do like a Good as Gold in sync remix. Oh my God, Good as Gold. You hit it, Lance.
Oh, God. Good as Gold.
Lance. Good as Gold. Lance.
Lance. So the mom's like, well, I just want you to be happy, honey. It's like, yeah, and Dad can get up and say a prayer. It's like, yeah, I definitely want someone up there saying a prayer.
God,
I was honestly, the whole thing was so shocking to me, specifically that Sherry did not have her white lipstick on. I was shocked. I was like, does someone have some white out or anything? I mean, those lips are too natural looking.
I know. I was like, who's the mom with the lips?
Yeah. Weird. I was like, whoa, that's Sherry? She's not wearing her white lipstick? Weird.
And Brittany's assuring her mom, don't worry, I want someone blessed in the marriage, mom. Don't worry, I want that too. And she's like, well, my mom would probably want a pastor instead of someone who was on the walls of my bedroom growing up. But I know she's going to come around because her second marriage was on a cruise ship.
Disney cruise ship. Did you know that princesses actually can steer ships? So then Katie texts Schwartz. And so back at Tom Tom, Schwartz is like, whoa, Lance Bass is going to officiate the wedding. And James is like, oh, real good. The gayest pop star in the entire world. Oh, good. Overcompensating and taking way too long. Oh.
Yeah, like, agreed.
Well, yeah, James sort of has the right read on that one.
Agreed. So then Lala is telling us, Brittany is definitely stuck between two worlds. In one, it's bad to be gay. And in the other world, it's really fun. And a gay pop star officiates your wedding. Then we go over to Sheena, and she's like, oh, my God. Oh, no, sorry, Schwartz. I just said, yes, shucks.
Tom Sandoval. Well, so basically, Tom Sandoval and the guys are talking about, like, you know, like, Jax and Brittany had to have seen those posts. They keep saying,
well,
they only
Schwartz
saw one
is
thing.
Acting like such a dumb, you know, I'm so sick of his, like, I don't, what? What's going on? I don't know anything. Uh-huh. He's like, could you imagine if this were you, like, finding out all of this in hindsight? Like, that would have left a stain. Like, come on. Like, none of you knew. Yeah. And I'm sure you just found out all about
this.
Well,
that's
today.
What Sandoval. Well, that's what Sandoval is saying. He's like, dude, right. I've been tagged in so many posts for like 6 months. Like, I know Jax isn't homophobic, but I know he saw these posts. Dude.
Yeah. He's like, it pisses me off that he turned a blind eye until Lisa said something. Like, for them to act like they just heard it, dude, it's like bullshit, dude.
Yeah. So he's a little irritated by the situation, obviously. So now we go over to Peter's birthday, finally, at Strike Zone, which I guess is a batting cage place. So the gang shows up. Peter's there first, and then Sheena is there second. She's like, are you here by yourself? Like, I wish I could have, like, a shot with you, but I can't. He's like, why not? He's like, I'm freezing my eggs, remember? And then we have possibly the greatest montage since last week's "He's My Best Friend" montage. I'm freezing my eggs. 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 I can't drink because I'm freezing my eggs.
I feel like people don't listen to me or don't care. Freezing my eggs.
Or freezing all of the above.
I'm freezing my eggs.
So everybody arrives, and Peter pulls Jax aside, and he's like, oh, by the way, in respect to you, like, I didn't invite James. I was like, oh, wow, congratulations, Peter. You get another chance at, like, hooking up with girls who are way too young for you, so, you know, so they could use you. Congratulations. You're not cut off for the popular boys yet.
Peter was trying to file something into the favor bank. You know, he's like, I did this for you, yes. So remember it, and just know that it will never come back the other way from Jax. And if you think when you finally get engaged to someone and you want Jax to not invite someone, good luck. Good luck, because Jax will invite that person.
Yeah, Peter's just trying to stay around in general. So Jax is like, I appreciate that. I'm not going to tell you who to invite. You just don't know what the guys do. You don't know what he's going to do. Is he going to jump through the walls? Is he going to, like, you just can't trust him. It's like a public place. Oh, really? Because your girlfriend's about to start screaming in the middle of it. I know. So.
Also, is Jax aware that James is not the Kool-Aid man? Just want to make sure.
Jax is just like mentioning the last thing he saw on TV.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, the last thing. He's like, he's just gonna come in here with a drum and just like never stop. He'll go back and forth, never stop. It's like, were you watching an Energizer commercial right before the scene, Jax?
Cut to James just alone in his apartment doing virtual reality, like
swatting at a lamp. Yeah, you never know. He's gonna come in here and make donuts. You were watching Dunkin' Donut commercial before this, weren't you, James? Oh, Jax.
And then we get the best scene since freezing my eggs. I'm freezing my eggs. I'm freezing my eggs. I'm freezing my eggs. I'm freezing my eggs. Kristen in a batting cage.
Wow.
Wow.
And
she goes, where's the ball coming from? Ariana goes, the hole in the wall.
Kristen. You see where that ball is coming from? That's where the ball is coming from. Notice how there's a ball that's shooting at your face? That's where the ball is coming from. You know what I need? I need Mariah Carey pitching and Kristen batting. Because between the two of them, you know the Mariah Carey, you know the video of Mariah Carey throwing out a ball at like the opening pitch of the baseball game?
No. I didn't even know what you were referring to, and it was still hilarious in my head.
It is one of the most amazing clips of all time. Basically, Mariah Carey, I think it was in Japan. I could be wrong, but she was invited to throw out the opening pitch at a baseball game, and she takes the ball and she just like, she throws it in the, it's like the equivalent of Kristen swinging at the ball was her throwing the ball. It was like bloop. And then she just waves at the crowd like, I did it. Thank you. You're welcome to be in my presence. It's just like, I encourage everyone to look up that clip if you have never seen it, because it is just one of the best clips of all time.
So then Kristen really tries to sell her book that's coming out. She's like, I'm gangly, but I'm very sporty too. I mean, let's be real. I'm not someone who gives up on anything, whether it's baseball or in love or in life. I'm going to hit a home run. It's like, okay, Kristen, your big book about being independent when you're still with your fucking boyfriend. Come on.
Yeah, it was like watching spaghetti try to play baseball. You know?
Oh, good.
So Jax, meanwhile, is talking to the guys, and they're just like joking around. And I think it was Tom Schwartz who's like, oh, bro, please tell me that your wedding song isn't Looks Like We Made It. And he's like, yeah, that's our song, bro. That's our song. Because they're going to have
Bo goes, no, please tell me that's not really your song. And then Jax is like, yes, she loves Shania Twain, you know, because we went through hell and back. They're like, no, we get it. And he's like, no, because it's a song about like proving everybody wrong. And they're like, no, we get it. We get it. We just thought, wow, you've got to be kidding.
I love when people don't pay attention to their love song, their wedding songs. I remember working with someone and he wanted his wedding song to be that song by James Blunt that was like, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful to me. And I was like, have you listened to that song?
True.
It's about a guy on a subway who sees a beautiful woman and doesn't have like the courage to say to get her name, and then she like leaves and he never sees her again. I was like, that's your wedding song.
Oh God. It's like the incel anthem.
I could be wrong about that, by the way. I could be wrong.
Oh, I like it. I'm staying with that story, and I'm going to tell it to everyone I encounter, even if it's wrong.
Well, either way, Bo is like, see, here's the thing, is that we're not allowed to say anything, and everything that Jax and Brittany don't want us to talk about is written in verse in that song. It's like, idiots.
So then Katie is talking to Dana and Stassi, and this is like their first hangout time with Dana, like really talk time. And so Katie's like, I feel like sir is where you really need to hone your shit-talking skills, because you're either part of it or you're the subject of it. And she's like, well, I'm the subject of it right now. So she goes, yeah, we heard. You don't wear a bra.
I saw someone's driving up the driveway. I have to see who it is.
Go ahead. Who's coming? I can't wait to see. Is it Lisa?
I think it was a fake out. It's probably my parents. It probably is my parents, which is why I was getting all those phone calls. Either way, yeah, you're not wearing a bra. You don't like to wear a bra. And then he just cuts to Sheena across the birthday party, just sitting next to Brett, and her face is just like,
no one's
like,
talking to me.
Yeah. I froze my eggs.
And Dana's like, well, last night, Max and I talked about where we are. I like pickle juice. Also, we're exclusive. And Katie's like, what happens when there's a guy? Okay, here's what happens. Sheena pees all over him. And then, like, he's her territory now. So, good luck. Because she's insecure. It's like, who's fucking talking? Where's your ranch shooter? Can we get that, please?
Seriously. Oh, God. My parents are home. I just heard the garage. They're home, which means there's a 100% chance, because they don't realize I'm podcasting, there's a 100% chance they're going to interrupt this episode, even though I'm almost interrupting on their behalf. So everyone, brace yourselves.
Okay, so Stassi's like, yeah, I wasn't sure about this new girl, but there's nothing like shit-talking Sheena to bond girls, right? Yeah. So then Jax is talking to his guys. He's like, God, we went from having that homophobe to having Lance Bass in a fucking Speedo out there, right, guys? And yeah. Tom comes over, and he's like, hey, Jax, can we have a drink at the bar? Come on, I want to talk to you, bro. So he goes to talk to her, and Brittany is crying to a table of the girls. And she's like, I just can't look at Twitter or Instagram right now, or Facebook or Snapchat or Angie's List or Handy. People are being so mean to me right now.
Everyone's out to get me right now. Yeah. I mean, I was so happy. I was so happy today and had the best time. And like, I don't know, it's like I've been going through shit and now people are commenting about my bridal shower. This is supposed to be the best time of my life. Why do people have to ruin everything?
And then they post all the mean tweets from her bridal shower. And they're like, what are you, 10? You fucking moron. Stupid twit. You're marrying a whore. He's cheated on you 19 times.
I don't know why Brittany is so upset. She's like, this is supposed to be the happiest time of my life. I'm like, girl, you're going to have a second chance. Don't worry. If you think this is your final marriage, you got plenty to go. Look, your mom's already had 4.
People are just so mean. And Stassi's like, who gives a fuck? It's like, I've been going through it. Why do people have to ruin everything?
Brittany, the real victim in all
the
this.
The real victim in all this, yeah.
Here, lesson to be learned, Brittany. Don't post that shit on social media if you don't want people making fun of you.
Don't let yourself get fucking treated like shit for years by a man on national television and then stay with him because you want a TV wedding and then expect people to respect you or your relationship. It's bullshit, okay?
Yeah. And so honestly, then, the reason why people come down on Britney, I mean, people did make fun of that ridiculous, you know, princess shower, etc. But the real reason why people are coming down on Britney is because they see that she's defending this piece of shit. And she's with this piece of shit. And that's where the anger really comes from. And this is just all, like, projected rage about that. So ultimately, like, find a better dude.
Yeah.
I think we would lift her up if she found a better dude.
Yeah. Well, I'm never really that much of a Britney terror downer in general until this. This has really gotten me. Tom and Jax are having their little talk, and Tom is like, dude, I'm just curious, because, like, I've heard a lot about this pastor you guys had, and Jack's like, what are you talking about, bro? What are you talking about? Lance Bass is our pastor. Lance Bass is our pastor. He's like,
which is, by the way, the funniest response to that sort of situation. What are you talking about, bro? Lance Bass is the pastor.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I
know. In what world does that happen?
But I'm talking about the pastor you had like 3 days ago. Like, why did it take Lisa to say something for you to make any kind of change? She's like, I'm not talking about this. I'm done. And he storms up and walks off all pissed and runs straight to Brittany to tattle to start a big fight on this night where she's already crying because he's a good guy, that one.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, yeah, that was a fucking mess. We should have taken care of that sooner, and we didn't. Thank God it worked out. Why is that so hard to say? Why is it everybody else ruining your time, dude? Ruining everybody else's fucking time.
Yeah, because when all else fails, make yourself the victim, right? So then Jax goes away. Oh, I thought we were about to have a parental interruption.
My God.
I heard the footsteps. Could you hear the footsteps? I was like, it's about to happen. So then Jax goes over to Brittany and she's crying. He's like, what's going on? And Katie's like, she's letting the trolls get to her right now. And so Jack's like, well, guess what? I'm sick of the group. Guess what? Tom's trying to question us about this pastor thing, and I'm like really sick of it. And Brittany's like, seriously, Sandoval? Seriously? You have the nerve to say it took Lisa Vanderpump to say something? You do not know what I've been going through.
And Jax is like, why would you try to do something like this to someone? Why are you trying to hurt someone like that? Why?
Yeah, and Sassy's like, you're trying to make them look bad. Sassy's just happy to, like, jump on any sort of anti-Sandoval thing ever since the Tom event.
Yes, and so is Kristen. And I love that Kristen outs Tom. She goes, is this about him trying to get James here? It's like she's trying to get Tom in another fucking fight. Fucking Kristen. Yeah. And so Jack's like, no, that's the pastor thing. And so Tom's like, listen, I was upset about it, and I wanted to, and Lala's like, we all were, so was she. We're so glad you got your feelings out. Fuck all of you guys on this show. Everybody starts screaming at him like he's a fucking problem. How do you think the people feel who were told this shit by the fucking person you hired to be on national TV? What do you people, how do you think the rest of the world feels? Fuck you, privileged bitches. All of you. And by bitches, I don't mean the women. I mean all of you, this entire cast. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't think if the roles were reversed and Lala was trying to be like, I have to say some woke-ass shit, you know, if she were coming to say something, because she has done sort of those things in the past, if she had a righteous moment and then someone said something to her, like, guess what? We all feel that way, and so was she. She would lose her mind, and rightfully so.
And Lala's only doing this because it's her wedding next, and so she just wants everyone to have to kiss her ass and not bring up shit from her, you know, bad shit during her season. It's like, we're just going to all allow each other to have this peaceful season. Just hire whoever hateful person you want to, you know.
And Tom basically explains, he's like, I was just trying to tell Jax that, like, you have to be more aware of these things, you know. And then everyone's jumping down his throat. And then meanwhile, Brittany's like, this isn't my fucking fault. I did nothing wrong. Wah, 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 wrong.
And then we go to Kristen, who, of course, Kristen's got to bug up her ass now. So she's just telling Ariana,
kind of
why would he do that? Why would he do that?
Yeah.
And she's like, he was asking a question. And then Jax comes over and starts yelling at her. And he's like, why does it matter who we have marry us? Why does it fucking matter?
She goes, it's our fucking marriage.
Yeah. She's like, what do you mean? Why does it matter? It's like, it's our marriage. And Kristen's yelling, it's none of anyone's fucking business. Fuck you all. Seriously.
There is like a really oddly protective thing around Britney. It's half started last season. It just seems to be continuing now. Like, poor Britney. When Britney is the one who's like, I mean, I can't. So Britney says, she's like, we had done everything we can do. I saw one comment, okay? One comment. And Sandoval's like, well, I can show you five comments. And she's like, I saw it.
And I did something about it.
Yeah, you saw that. Admittedly, you saw that 6 months ago. What did you do about it? Nothing. You called and kept him. Then, give me a fucking break. You didn't do shit about it. And there were way more than one. Stop pretending you're so stupid. And Sheena's like, oh my God, I have no idea what's going on because everyone's like screaming. I'm Freezing Max.
Hi, I have a question. Do you guys have devil eggs? Because I have frozen eggs because I'm freezing my eggs. Thank you.
So then Brittany's like, I saw one comment, how dare you? And he's like, in January, one comment. Well, what about the transphobic shit? I never saw anything. He's like, really? Because that's like from 2018. So.
Yeah.
She chose to believe him. And I'm so sorry I didn't go back and look at his comments from 5 fucking years ago.
All you had to do was look at one Waddell Online article, which compiles them all. And hey, that was from, you know, like, every week for 6 months, Brittany.
So Lala's like, the fact that you're asking her to defend herself right now is disgusting. I'm like, okay, Lala, we'll remember you said that next time you charge at someone and ask them to defend themselves, which is like every other episode.
And she's yelling, oh, you said, oh, it took Lisa calling you to say anything? It literally took Lisa calling her. We just saw it on the show. Come on.
And basically Sandoval's like, you know, like, fuck this. Like, Jax isn't standing up for our friends and in the community, et cetera, et cetera. And it's bad to have a group of friends where no one's allowed to speak up, you know? And Sauce is like, literally, you are Jon Snowing right now, okay? And Sandoval, we're not in Westeros. We're in Koreatown. And I'm, like, so sad that I was, like, really, like, I kind of felt like that was an amazing quote. And I was, like, so sad I was not on the side of it. I was, like, that's a great quote. It's bullshit.
It doesn't even make any sense. How is he martyring himself? What a stupid fucking argument.
Because saying that he's being righteous. He's being righteous about something at the expense of, like, a lovely night.
And no matter who he hurts, is what he said. Jon Snow always thinks he has to do what's right no matter who he hurts. Who do you think having someone so hateful hurts? Everybody who's watching this show. Who do you think supports this show, people? My God, you're in West Hollywood. You had a Pride episode last week. Fuck all of you guys.
Yeah. So now, of course, Brittany is even more like, no one who's a real friend would do this to me. No one. And that's when Lala's like, how are you? Is the only question you should be asking right now.
God. So then Kristen is still fighting with Ariana. She's like, he's a groomsman. He shouldn't say anything. She goes, so he can't have an opinion? She's like, no.
Yeah.
And Ariana's like, this group and their hive mind decided that for this summer, they have to protect Britney at all costs. Okay.
Yeah. Britney's like, 2 weeks away from our wedding. He's our best man. I'm like, you should be so happy. Okay. You're dragging him into Versailles, Kentucky, to a fake castle, a fake tacky ass castle. Okay. You're not doing him any favors.
Didn't that castle close? Didn't they go bankrupt or something?
Probably fumigation issues after this wedding.
So then Jax comes over and he's like, this is a very sensitive topic. And she goes, yeah, it's a very sensitive topic to me as well as a bi woman. He goes, it's a preacher. I thought all preachers were like that. She's like, well, they're not. And he goes, well, I didn't know that.
And at which point then Brittany is now yelling,
I did nothing wrong. So fuck you. Fuck you, Sandoval. I did nothing wrong.
Like, why are you so angry right now? Like, this honestly, like,
trying to make you look bad. It's already out. It's all over the blogs. It's everywhere. You look bad. You look bad enough marrying Jax, but this?
All she had to do is say, I know, you know what? I didn't realize the severity of this really until Lisa called. I thought it was just sort of like a whatever, and now I realize. So we got rid of him, and like, I feel bad for everyone who was upset, and I realize now. Like, that's all I have to do. You don't have to turn it into a woe is me. The heart of this, the reason why Brittany's really upset is that people were making fun of her princess party. That's why. And she just took that rage from there and just like put it right onto Tom Sandoval. That's the whole, that's like, this is so over the top, like making yourself the victim of a situation. Yeah. Please.
That's just terrible. And Jax, 2 weeks before my wedding, why would you do something like that, bro? He's done. There's no coming back from that. He won't be at my wedding.
Oh my God. Words I always wish to hear if I'm ever in someone's wedding. You are no longer part of this wedding party. It's like, hallelujah.
And Brittany, he doesn't deserve to be in my wedding. He doesn't deserve it. I'm about to knock him the fuck out. And Ariana's just in the batting cage. And she goes, I will stand up for what I believe in. And I will speak my truth. And if all else fails, I'll go play softball.
Yeah.
Because I'm bi. And that's it.
Wow. Well, and that was the end of another triggering episode.
What a place of privilege to just be like, well, you know what? Didn't happen to me. Doesn't matter to me. Who cares if someone says that doesn't affect me? How does this affect me? Fuck this cast, man.
Wow. Well, that was very cathartic. Another cathartic episode for us. It was fun.
Fun time.
It was a good time.
Can't wait to see what kind of fun shit Bravo throws at us for the rest of the week. Okay?
Yes.
Anyone else to victimize Bravo over there?
I feel like things are looking up for us because we got New Jersey and Summer House, which I think the biggest infraction will be that apparently Carl and Lindsay go on the worst date they've ever had on their lives. So we're going to be recapping that. Well, we're recapping that one in Omaha, New Jersey, in Kansas, Lawrence fucking Kansas, which is in the Kansas City area. Please come join us. We still have tickets available. Go to watchcrappin.com to get your tickets. We'll have a great, 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 great time. Memories of a lifetime will be made. And we hope to see you there. And until then, Ronnie, I'll see you in Kansas.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See y'all later.